Cameron Zeglias. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have two nationalities. I'm both Swiss and American. I study at Freie Universität, Romance Languages and Literature. I'm 24 years old, and I've been living in Berlin for 2 years. So I originally come from the suburbs of Pennsylvania, and a place, it's been said, without culture. The 4 years before I came to Berlin, I lived in upstate New York, in the state of New York, in a village called Red Hook. I lived there during my studies at Bard College in Annandale on Hudson, where I studied the so-called liberal arts with a concentration in literature and languages.
Hello, my name is Zhang Jiayi. I'm 21 years old. This year is the third year I live in Italy, where I got unforgettable experience. I can't remember how many efforts I made to study Italian to pass exams. Meanwhile, I can remember every moment of bliss when I stayed with my friends. Italy is such an interesting country, where the people always laugh without stress, where people are usually late for everything.
In my time when I'm not at university, I am a writer and artist, so I mostly spend my time either writing or working on paintings or doing whatever other reading, but also I like to go on walks or go to the museums here in Berlin. I spend time with my friends. Right now I spend the better part of the day in class, since I'm taking many classes, and then when I come home I usually cook for me and my girlfriend, do the grocery shopping, that sort of daily life thing.
Let's start with my everyday life. I used to making a program of 2 weeks. I would like to make clear what I need to do in a specific period of time and with which sequence I do them. Usually, I charge my email after getting up and do programs pretty fine. I would like that everything goes on the way that it should have to. However, our professor said, if everything seems under control, you are not going fast enough. Oh my god, how long the distance we have between us?
Well, I originally came to Berlin because I was working at a university in Pankow called the European College of Liberal Arts, formerly called the European College of Liberal Arts, that was associated with the university that I graduated from in the United States. So I got a job there as the assistant to the university when my girlfriend came to do her semester abroad there. So that was the original reason for the move. Then after 1 year, I quit my job there and I realized that I wanted to do my master's.
About starting in my country, it could be much easier for me. I would spend much time on useless things, like social factor. If in a society, studying abroad is seen as a good thing, a family maybe will give the chance to children at any cost. Like political factor, with the improvement of relations between China and other countries, the conditions for Chinese students to study abroad are getting better and better. In some countries, the local governments are willing to give financial support to Chinese students who did a good job at school.
My integration process was relatively quick. Since I came here with my girlfriend, who is German, it made things much easier that I felt the culture was not foreign to me in that sense. And since I could speak German, it was also not strange. And when I originally came to Berlin, I was working at a university. And so I actually felt very integrated in the rhythm of the city itself. I would say that the main difficulty is always a linguistic one, so that even if I spoke German, it of course remains not my native language. I don't think that I've completely overcome it.
In the first year, language was my main difficulty. I studied about 10 hours one day to improve it. In the second year, my main difficulty was the combination of social life and study. With more and more Italian friends I had, I was always asked to participate in parties. But as a foreigner, I needed always more time to study the native students. Now, the third year, I know clearly how difficult it is to manage a no-profit association. I'm still suffering.
It is really interesting to see that by asking the same questions to both interviewees, we got two completely different responses and points of views, which are clearly connected to their personal backgrounds, including their social, psychological, and cultural aspects. While Cameron gives examples of his artistic side, telling what he likes to do in his free time, Chu emphasizes that due to her tight university schedule, she barely has time off. Now let's listen to what both have to say about their integration process.